Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 4. For God's glory, all things that are and were created by His knowledge, designed in perfect intelligence. January 18, 2006. From the Lord, our God and Savior, a letter given to Timothy for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord, Timothy, lift up your pen and write of my glory and majesty. Sing and offer up praises to the Lord your God. Behold, the entire earth is filled with his glory and the craft of his hands. And you, beloved, are his treasured ones, created by his own fingertips. Therefore, let all people proclaim the glory of the Lord. For even all creation exalts his name without ceasing. Many loud voices singing together in concert to the glory of His Majesty. Look at the universe, my children. It shall be your playground in the eighth day, where time has no meaning. Behold, I shall cause it to cease. No more counting of days. Years pass away as a light breeze caressing the face of the forever young. No looking backward nor forward for your Redeemer. For there I am, in the midst of you, walking where you walk, being at all times where you are. In the garden, says the Lord. O you men of intellect, stop your vain babblings. Shed all this arrogance. Your science has become a false religion. Step back from your knowledge, and be then naked of all these false beliefs, and look with eyes wide and ears open. Listen to the voice of the Most High God. Stand silent and naked before your God. Watch and listen. For he speaks to you. Yea, he shouts to you from on high. Behold, you are consumed in his glory. His glory assaults you on every side. Even within, look, he is there. For in you are all things written, in your very being, delicately etched there by the right hand of God, which I am. There is no escape from his glory, for apart from his glory is only darkness and death, and without him all life ceases, for he causes all things to be. The vastness of his being is not hidden. It shines forth from the infinitely small to the infinitely large. Behold, God has no end. He is the Creator, and I am your carpenter, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. By me were all things created, both visible and invisible, in heaven and on earth, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things that are and were created through me and for me. For I am before all things, and in me all things consist. Therefore, take your mind and fill it with wonder and awe. Take your instruments and seek out the answer. Probe the earth and the heavens, and there you will find me. For God is the origin of life. He alone is God, creator of all things, known and unknown. And I am the answer you seek, the very meaning of life, the only begotten of the Father, God in the flesh, Emmanuel. For all things are made, live, and come to their fulfillment in me. Yes, I am the meaning of life. I am Jesus and Christ, Lord and Savior, Yeshua, the Messiah. Yahushua HaMashiach is my name, and you are in life because of me, for I am he through whom you were made. You seek, and so you find that all discoveries lead to God, though you need not seek nor discover. For the knowledge of God is within you, his very spirit which has given you breath. Seek on, therefore, for understanding is coming, and is very near. Yet only the shedding of your sin, and the death of your pride, shall lead you into the truth you seek. For I am that truth, being the same one who made all things as the Father desired. Therefore come to me, and you shall have true knowledge. Receive of my gifts, and you shall understand. For my glory is coming, and shall shine from the east even unto the west, a glory far greater than that which you behold in the heavens. The glory of the great God and Creator, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of your fathers, even unto Adam, the father of all. So then, you stiff-necked and wicked generation, seek on by unbelief, and you shall discover the truth, which is God. Dissect life structures. There I am, its writer and fashioner. Look deeper and farther than before, and there you will find me. Calculate and count all things which are before your eyes, and there you will find me. Search the cosmos, study it, and you will begin to know me. No matter where you point your lenses, there I am within the scope of your understanding. Did you think I am hidden, the invisible God of your ancestors? Though you do not behold my face, I am shining all around you. And lo, the day is coming, and has already come, and hence shall come in less than 2 weeks' time, when every eye shall see. Lo, they shall behold my face, for I shall be before all, and all shall be before me. For I am the glorified Holy One of Israel, coming to fulfill all that is written of me. For I come on a white horse, and the saints do follow me. Behold, the earth shall tremble, and the heavens shall be rolled back at my coming. This world shall pass away, and be recreated anew in my glory, the glory of life without end. For I am the author and the finisher, the beginning and the ending, Alpha and Omega. Amen.